Behind those cozy nights at home, thousands of employees at BP go to work every day. People producing more U.S. natural gas. People building grid-scale solar capacity. People turning landfill waste gas into pipeline-quality renewable natural gas. And people delivering all of that power where it's needed. They're part of the more than 300,000 jobs BP supports across the country. Learn more at bp.com/investing in America.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number five, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
On News Talk.
You're very welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock, coming to you live from the roof of News Talk Towers for our summer special. And we are here celebrating the best of the Irish summer while it is with us. A fleeting visitor sometimes to these shores, as my next guest knows all about. Evelyn Cusick, Head of Forecasting at Met Éireann. Evelyn, you're welcome.
Thanks, Kieran, for inviting me onto the roof on the hottest day of the year to Dublin, where we are smashing records as we speak.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
I know we have to be very careful about the weather at this time of year, and we are kind of retreating to the shade in between takes, if we'll put it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Ad breaks, which of course we need to do. It is very hot, isn't it?
It's 31 degrees in Dublin, actually.
Is it? Is that official?
Yeah. It is. Well, it's probably 30 now. It's after 4. So the actual maximum temperature in Dublin will more than likely be a new record. So we'll be confirming all that after 6 p.m. this evening.
A new record for Dublin.
Just for Dublin. Oh, yeah. Don't worry. Kilkenny is still
sacred. Kilkenny has the record, doesn't it? I mean, what, 33 something, is it?
Yeah, we need Maura Higgins to pronounce that. 33.3. So that was in 1887. And by the way, contrary to reports in the media, that is confirmed. That is a proper temperature.
Oh, yeah, because some people... I don't know what their motivation is. They try to dismiss the accuracy of it because it was from the 19th century. We're having none of it.
Well, actually, we've 3 centuries of records now. So
wow.
When you think of it,
yeah,
it's already 2022. Who would have thought?
I know. We're halfway through. We're more than halfway through it, Evelyn. So anyway, this weather, it is a glorious day. It's a glorious day all over the country, is it?
Yes, and I must give a shout out to my dear sister Jackie in Scariff, on the boat in County Clare, and all sweltering down there. So I want to say hello to all the people going up and down the canals, and you know, I hope they're all being very, very careful, because actually sunlight reflects UV. So people can get burnt on the beach from sunlight reflecting from the water and from the sand as well.
From the sand?
Yeah, so you might think you're safe underneath your big parasol because you're in the shade, but you can actually get reflection from the sand. And that explains why people can get sunburnt when they're out skiing, even though the air temperature is low. It's got nothing to do with temperature. It's got to do with a little bit, but it has got to do with the UV. So you can get reflections from the snow onto your... Anyway, we won't talk about snow yet.
We won't talk about snow, maybe later in the year. How long is this going to last, this
good gosh. Well, you know me, I was the Debbie Downer. Today will be the hottest day of the current mini fine spell. Maybe the hottest day of the year, but certainly the hottest day of this week and for the next 10 days. Now, look, it's going to be another very warm and very humid day tomorrow over much of the country, over Leinster, but nothing compared to today. It'll be down to a mere 28, 29 tomorrow in the east. So still a hot day. A hot day, but in the west, I'm afraid the Atlantic will be breaking through, which will be a relief for many. You know, not everyone loves the hot weather if you're anyway sick, and you know, it can be very stressful.
It's a bit too hot at night, isn't it?
Oh, it is, Kieran. Yeah, and you see, that's why we could be heading for what's known as a tropical night tonight. So, a tropical night is when we don't get a temperature below 20 degrees Celsius. so we may well have that tonight.
You'd have to sleep in the nip. That's the only
solution, isn't it? I can't comment on that, but if it's
official
safe...
Official advice from Met Aaron, sleep in the nip.
If it's safe to do so, leave your windows open. I mean, don't leave them open if you live on a ground floor apartment, you know.
Yeah,
Or the little foxes could jump in or something. But try and keep an air circulation. I mean, even now as we're speaking, if anybody has the sun beaming in through the windows, they should really have had the curtains drawn all day.
Yeah, the curtains drawn during the day. Is that the suggestion?
So it's not too late, because, I mean, there's another 5 hours sun.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is still warm through glass. So close your curtains on the sunny side of your house and open the window if it's safe to do so, and try and get a circulation. Actually, try and cool down your house for the next number of hours to help you sleep tonight. So it's a very good point. You know,
I still think just sleeping in the nip is the best.
Well,
off
you
just
go,
agree,
yeah.
Evelyn. So what's causing this current... First of all, before I ask what's causing it, you didn't refer to it as a heat wave. You say this mini fine spell.
I meant mini heat wave. It's actually been very nice for the last few days. But we define a heat wave as sort of 3 to 5 consecutive days with maximum temperatures of over 25. So we're on day 3. But look... could I just answer your question there? What's causing it? Causing it is because of the intense heat wave over Europe. So it is heat wave related. Mm. And thank goodness, I think, that we're just on the western periphery of this European heat wave. I mean, I think if anything had to prove it, I think it's this summer that I'm afraid climate change is definitely here.
I was going to ask about that because, you know, I know... You and other professionals are always very keen to stress the difference between weather and climate.
Yeah.
But you kind of can't ignore the
link. I think we're not giving in at this stage, but I'll give you one good reason. June started off extremely hot. Now June is early. June is quite chilly. You know, chilly nights. You can even get some frost in June. So there was 40 degree temperatures recorded. See, I think near Holland and parts of France in early June. Now that smashed all records. So there was a bit of a respite then when our lovely fresh air moved in from the Atlantic. They were saying hallelujah. But now there's another heat wave, and this time it's affecting more western parts of Europe. Now thank goodness, I know that Ireland didn't get it.
Yeah.
But France today, which is, I was going to say unbelievable, but I have never seen it before, have red, you know, our status red warnings out the whole way down the western periphery, starting from what's up there, Alan Stivell country, Brest, you know, up there. From Brittany, the whole way down and then into northern Spain, red level heat warnings.
I'm just struck, like, that... full of campsites, full of Irish people at the moment.
Oh, stop. I hope not. But I'm sure they will be fully abreast of the situation because the local authorities there, like, they're really well organised. So hopefully, like, nobody's going to take any chances, you know.
And is it just kind of geographical luck of the draw that we're not... quite as hot at the moment?
Okay, no. That's the question is, the answer is yes. It is geographical in the sense that we're surrounded by sea.
Yeah.
And the sea doesn't absorb as much heat. I mean, the sea temperatures are 17 around Ireland, you know. So when the big heat comes from France, the sea literally cools it down. So we're very lucky. But even with that... it's still warm because that air is coming up from France and coming up from Spain. And sure, look, it's going into England. England, UK, for the first time ever, have a red level warning out for London. For London and the central parts of England. They're expecting 40 degrees. I haven't seen the latest now. We'll have to be tuning in just to get the latest just after 6 o'clock. 40 plus degree heat. I mean, that has never happened before in England.
I know we're in a celebratory mood.
I know,
on the show,
it's
but
lovely.
It is something to be worried about.
It's actually very, very worrying. I mean, thank goodness we live on an island. You know, the Canaries, it gets very hot, but it'll never get 40, 50 degree heat.
Yeah.
And that's because it's literally cooled down by the sea. Well, thankfully, Ireland is like that. But we are more than likely, as we speak, smashing records. And all we would need is, we call it the Spanish plume, 5 days of this heat come up and we'd be in trouble, because first of all, we're not used to it. We don't have air conditioning. Mm. Okay, our European neighbours can laugh at us. Why have you a warning out for 32 degrees Celsius? But we're not used to it. If we had 5 days, there'd be a lot of sick people, you know, in nursing homes, in hospitals. There's still a lot of people with COVID. And as you said, it's not so much the maximum temperature, it's the minimum temperature. That's what
Yeah, there's no relief. You can deal with the really hot weather if there's relief, but there's no relief. And I'm conscious, every house built in the last 15 years as well has more windows than walls.
Oh, these big Dermot Bannon.
Poor old Dermot. He's always said, don't put too many windows in, even though he's synonymous with it. His advice is not to do it, but it's... it's a glass house.
Yeah, really, so cover all the windows now as we speak.
Good weather for people with solar panels. You stuck them up last year.
Yes.
Well, how are they going?
They're going well. I was disappointed that we're not getting paid yet.
It's very slow to get that up and running.
It's a little slow, yeah. But I believe now it's September we're going to get. So I just want to reassure anyone who thinks, oh, we don't get enough sun in Ireland. Now, I'm not working for a solar panel company.
No.
But
you're available for any gigs, maybe, if they're listening.
the latest technology actually can absorb solar heat even from the cloud. Now, I don't mean an overcast day, but it doesn't have to be fully sunny.
Yeah.
So the technology has improved a lot. So with the cutbacks, or with the increase in petrol and gas and all that, I think they're probably a good investment.
Yeah, I think the payback is much closer in time now than it maybe was as recently as only as a few months ago.
I think they're flying off the shelf, to be honest, I heard.
All right, yeah. Might have to invest.
Okay.
Maybe if you get a gig with one of them, you can do me a deal, Evelyn.
If the old weather thing doesn't work out.
Yeah. Head of Forecasting at Midair. Evelyn, an absolute pleasure. Thanks a million.
Thanks.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.